And then I'm going to ask everybody, bear with me because I'm trying to figure this out as we go along. So, Mikkelin, do you, so I can call the meeting to order. And then do you take attendance or do I?
You can choose to take attendance, or you can ask me to do that. It's up to you. I usually call it out. If you'd like me to do that, I can go ahead and get that done.
Would you please?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Hawkins.
Yes.
Banks.
Present.
Davis.
Present.
And Bynay.
Present.
Wiley.
Present.
Okay, thank you, Chip.
Thank you. And then, Mikkelin, can you share your screen with the agenda, please?
Sure.
Okay. Awesome, thank you. So I has everybody had the opportunity to read the minutes from the August 4th meeting? Signy?
I was trying to do a reaction to say a thumbs up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome. So can we get a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say nay. All right, so I think it's so moved, or the minutes have been approved. And then I see that we do not have any public comment.
We do
Oh, we
not.
do.
We do
Or,
not.
okay, so we don't have public comment. Are there any disclosures or recusals? All right, so seeing none. So now we can talk about the nomination. Open update.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. So I can chime in and kind of give a quick update on any new nominations we've received and maybe some more information about what we've done in the past in terms of if we've had candidates that we've carried over. So to date, we have had one youth nomination. So far, those are the nominations we've received. The nominations are open until November 14th. We've been trying to make a push to make sure that we reach out to community members, different networks to ask that they nominate folks for the award. We've got some stuff out scheduled on our social media to go out. So again, we'll be asking the same of members if you can, push through your networks and ask if they do know people to please nominate for the award.
Okay. Has everybody received the information that Mikkelin sent out to the committee in order for us to begin to share that information with our network, such as the flyer and the application forms?
I did. Is the flyer new?
Yeah, there is a new flyer, so I will get that out to you tonight as well after our meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I see it in the agenda. So it's just I hadn't seen it previously. Thank you.
And I appreciate the QR code on it, which I think is going to make it a little bit easier for folks to scan it. And then Carrie and Mikkelin, who do you all send it out to? So do you share it with like all city or agencies?
I know with myself, I send it out to my department. I send it out to my various listservs. And then word of
Okay.
mouth when I'm out and about.
Okay. Carrie, do you know, does the city have I don't know, does the city have like a electronic bulletin board where people post things?
I'm county, so I wouldn't,
Oh, sorry. Does the
definitely.
county?
Yeah. Does the county, does it have an electronic bulletin board? No, a lot of
Okay.
us are our own listservs and our own information. And I know this because somehow this came up and it was felt that like if we start doing it for this particular group or other groups and it gets kind of wonky. So we're responsible
Okay.
basically for getting out our own, basically our own information thus far.
Okay, I see. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mickleen?
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. Yep, the city does have bulletin boards, so we've pushed that out through the bulletin boards as well.
Okay.
So I know in the past Dominic has through his connections through CDD has been helpful in ensuring we get the word out. So if there's any other information that we need to share with Dominic, I'll make sure to reach out to him to collaborate on that.
Awesome. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, I've shared it, with lots of folks from the city. I went to all nine library branches to talk to their staff face to face, just to really run home the idea that we want to get youth nominations, as that's an area that's been a bit of a sticking point in the years previous. Did some outreach to our neighborhood centers as well. Yeah, I think that's all that I had to share. Do we know where this one nomination is coming in from that we have so far?
Yes, it's from the public library.
Nice.
I
Okay.
love it. Thank you. Dr. Wiley, have you been a part of the, this is your first time going through this event, right? When we're nominating or sending out the nominations for the MLK Humanitarian Award?
Yes, because I'm relatively new to this commission. Yes.
Yeah. So I'll just, and if everybody else can chime in, so I'll just talk about my experience. So, Mickleen's office sends the information, so the application, the flyer, to each of the folks on the commission, and then we send that information out to our own like Rolodex of folks to ask them or invite them to make nominations, and then I'm trying to flip between my phone and my screen here. But so with the nominations, and I'll just read it from the flyer, there's three different categories of folks. So it's emerging leaders and or an adult who has demonstrated leadership and volunteerism while making significant contributions in the area of promoting peace, understanding, and improving communication and cooperation between diverse populations in Dane County. So then, because I was on the receiving end when Dominic sent his out, so we just begin to share it with the networks that we have. And so, Mickleen, will you reshare the flyer with everybody?
Yes, I will do that. Thank you.
Okay. And then Dominic did a really good, I thought, did a really good job of when he sent out his email. So if, maybe we can just copy and paste the email that Dominic sent out, just personalize it for each of us. So I think he did a really good job of putting the email together and then sending out all the information.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Dr. Hawkins, did you have anything? Because you've been on the commission for a while. Any advice to folks?
No, I did stay too. Now, I will like to say this. I am so pleased that who was that that said that they submitted information, sent information out to the community youth programs or whatever they call. I commend you. I have said to people who are on the Martin Luther King youth service committee that they really needed to encourage their young people and also directors to nominate people for the Youth Service Award. And particularly we wanted more young people who were in high school, not middle school kids, but high school and young adults. So anyway, That is an area that has been lacking, and I commend the young man who has reached out.
Thank you. So, is there any further discussion on like what we should be doing as committee members?
No, it's pretty
I
clear and straight front.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Dr. Hawkins, were you saying something?
Oh, no, that's all right. I was going to say, as soon as it would be good if we could kind of get an update on number of nominees that have been submitted, so that maybe we could send depending if there have not been a lot of nominees or nominations, that if we could send one last email or some kind of broadcast blast indicating that we are still calling for nominees and that the deadline is November 14th.
Okay. And then can I just confirm or ask? So in the past, because I think Micklin said there's just been one youth.
Correct. So far, there's been one youth nomination that's come from the library that we have.
Okay. And there's been no others as far as like adult nominations, just the one.
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. So then in the past, have we went through the previous year's list? Can somebody remind me that? So the person gets to be, if a person's nominated, doesn't get selected for that year, their name goes on to the next year, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Two cycles. You have so if they don't cut it this time, I guess they don't make it this time. They have another year to be nominated, to be in that pool for nominations.
Okay,
Or
thank you.
to be considered, because their application is
Yes.
automatically moved forward.
Yes. By the year.
Okay. So is there a way that we can get a list of the folks who were previously, so the can we get a list of the folks that will carry over to this year?
Yes, I can share that.
Okay. Because I feel like last year there was a push for, there was a lot of young people that were nominated last year. And we made the determination not to move forward with any of them.
Correct.
Okay. So I think if we can look at the list of the folks that are carrying over to this year, that would be helpful too. In addition to if we could all just make another additional push. And Signe, am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, thank you so
Okay.
much, Chair. I just wanted to remind folks from last year, I think we had a parent nominate, and that was an issue with one of the applicants. And
Okay.
so maybe as the nominations come in and we're having more discussions, maybe there should be a discussion around the criteria also about, who's in the correct posture to make a nomination, and what standards are we using instead of, what I surmise is a gut feeling
Okay.
of satisfaction. Because we did have a lot of youth last year, and none of them satisfied this commission. So we have to start thinking about, well, why is that and what's going on there?
Okay, thank you.
On that note, to also emphasize what the criteria are, so that just kids going around doing a little bit of being involved in some of their youth activities at school and not necessarily serving others. Instead, they're serving and promoting themselves. We're not looking for people who are doing that. It's about service to others, too.
So then I think what needs to happen, and I don't know if it's too late for it to happen this year, but because I'm looking at the criteria on the nomination form, and I think it's very vague. So it says, how has your nominee exemplified Dr. King's nonviolent philosophy in their personal life and community work. Please be specific. Please describe how your nominee's efforts have reached beyond their regular school activities and or professional requirements, so paid work, to make a difference in our community. What impact has your nominee's efforts had on the lives of young people living in or lives of people living in Dane County? And then please describe your nominee's lived experience. Has your nominee faced any obstacles they had to overcome to achieve what they have accomplished personally and within the community? So discrimination, poverty, access to education, disability, or other obstacles. If yes, please describe the obstacle and how they overcame those obstacles. So those are the four criteria that are listed on the nomination form. So and I don't know how easy this would be. So if there are other things that we think should be on the nomination form that are more specific, can we just add them? Or do we have to go through a process to add them? Micklin or Carrie?
I'm not sure I'm understanding the last part of your question. Could you like restate that again?
Yeah, so it sounds like Dr. Hawkins and Signe have asked for us to be more specific when it comes to the criteria for the nominations or the nominees. And so I'm wondering if we can articulate what those specifics are. Can we add them to the form? But the hard part is if we've already shared it this year, it's not going to be fair, I don't think, if we share an updated version now. So, can we add things for next year's?
You know what? This actually came up about that, and I don't think we ever settled. That was a big discussion that we were going to get back to, but we never did. And so, yes, of course, obviously, it's too late, I think, to add something now, but I think that needs to be something that we discuss for next year, because that
Okay.
was a question. Can a parent submit something, and then like, who all, where do we go from this? Is this gonna start something? So that was a big one. And I think as far as adding, obviously we'd want, as the staff, I know, representing the county side, obviously I would like input. I would have, like, it wouldn't be my decision, you know what I mean? My decision to make on the county side, it would be an input of the commissioners, is kind of how I look at it. That's kind of how I just make sure, on my end, is to make sure things are being done fairly, and kind of looking to see so that we're following, making sure our I's are dotted, our T's are crossed. Does that make sense? Is it okay?
Sydney?
Think if we want to add some things for next year, be a little more specific, I have no problem. I think in our discussions this year of the young people, we can also talk about what those things that reflect the life of Dr. King and those other, whatever we talked about in the announcement, we would need to also discuss what we think those things reflect. I think that part of the problem with last year in the youth, the parents had no idea what Dr. King's life was or anything as it relates to nonviolence. So there was a void in their thinking and understanding. I think, giving parents a little more guidance if they want to nominate their dear child is fine. I do also believe that it will not this year. It still would not prohibit us for really discussing what we really feel that Dr. King's life, how it's reflected nonviolence, how young people can do things within their activities, both within the school and community, can be reflected. When you're just doing things to, as kids would say, check the box. Are people checking the box based on activities and nothing is really about the notion of service, about making an impact? How are you affecting the life within the school or your community? I would have a real hard problem in really selecting or voting for someone whose application did not lend itself to some of those things. You don't want to also give people a cheat sheet so that then they really decide to make their nominations based on just all of the little points that we have stated. You don't want to give them a cheat sheet, but we do want to give them enough guidance so that they can be reflective. But I think in our discussion, we can be reflective and we can talk about those things as a committee or a commission we feel really describe or really address the criteria as written.
Thank you, Dr. Hawkins. Signe?
And I just want to say that in some regards, it kind of reminds me of when applicants had made application to medical school. You could always tell those people who had checked the boxes, but they hadn't done anything to really serve the community to try to make an impact. Or that it was really in terms of extending and giving themselves to others. And it was evident based on the activities that they had engaged in and how they were able to express themselves in terms of really trying to make a difference in serving humanity. I think we can do the same here.
Okay.
I have a problem with checking the boxes. It doesn't seem authentic to me.
So I think from my perspective, so last year, I can't remember how many youth nominees, we had quite a few, I thought. So I want to make sure that, what I'm trying to figure out is how can we make sure that the community understands what we're asking for without giving them the information, but clarifying so then people know they have a better understanding. Because I feel so bad for the young people that applied last year. Because I think we just need to figure out as a committee, how do we explain it so that folks are sending in nominations or nominees that meet the criteria, if that makes sense.
I mean, that was really my point, Chair, is not so much what we're communicating to parents as far as specificity, even though I still agree with that. What is the measuring stick by which each of us are evaluating the applicants? And I don't think last year we were all using the same measuring stick. And I think that was what caused my confusion is, I'm looking at the applications through a separate lens, but if I had a standardized practice by which the commission or committee agreed upon, then, because we should be able to defend the selection. I don't think it was defensible that no youth received anything last year because we didn't provide a clear defense to that decision. It seemed very just gut checked. It didn't feel like I wasn't really in this, that, and this. We need to be able to have a categorical, just complete defense to what we decide and what we want to move forward or not. Because it's really hard to see we have that many applicants and each of us are having a different measuring stick.
Thank you, Dominic.
Yeah, I just want to jump in and say that I absolutely agree with both Signe and Dr. Hawkins. I think also that both things can be true at the same time, in that we can make decisions in this space as individuals and as a committee with some clear guidance and some ambiguity. That is all. I mean, that's a lot right there, right? Because it's yes, this and this, and then this and then this. But I say that to say that I think that all of this is possible. So last year when we had this discussion, I was inspired by Dr. Hawkins and what I felt like was her defense of why we were not going to move any nominations for youth forward. So when I had sent out my communications to agencies this year, there's a small little paragraph that I put at the end that could still be, I think, reworked a little bit, but it essentially just says, while strong grades, demonstrated leadership in school, and overcoming adversity are common attributes of past nominees, what truly sets apart award recipients is how they've used those experiences to embody Dr. King's vision of peace and community leadership. I suggest crafting your nomination in such a way that you truly highlight the nominee's impact on the community and how they embody Dr. King's ideals of service as a way of kind of framing a little bit further. I mean, it's really just saying the same information that's already in the nomination form, but really trying to be explicit that yes, good grades are great. Being engaged in school and out of school programs is fantastic, but we need more than that. And that is to speak to how either overcoming adversity or being engaged in these things have helped them do or embody and live the ideals of Dr. King. And I would argue that I would want to continue to see some, well, I'd want us all to be able to come to this space individually with our own experiences in order to make our decisions. I wouldn't want a rubric that is one, two, three, or four to make our decision as like a value grade. Because I think that that speaks to the strength of us as a commission. And again, I think that
Thank
little
you.
paragraph that I had included can certainly be retweaked and tweaked a little bit further so that it's a little bit more explicit, but making sure that we're kind of including something like that in our communications might be helpful.
And
Thank
I want to
you.
make clear, Dominic, that I agree with you, and I am not in any way advocating for us to remove the discretion of the evaluator. Each evaluator has discretion, and there may be something about an applicant that really, knocks the sauce off of one person, and that's wonderful. But I even thought about perhaps writing a proposal to this committee, looking at some of the MLK papers and some of his writings, and say, okay, maybe we could, look to these ideals as a guiding principle, to kind of formulate a discussion around it. And maybe then, we can find some satisfactory candidate because I'm not sure we're going to get the candidates that maybe we got in the past. I think post-COVID, post-gun shooting, school shooting is a different student. And I think that we need to have some room for that change. But I agree with you. And I really love what you did in your writing.
Is there a way that we can, and again, I think it's too late to change anything this year, but moving forward, is there a way that we as a committee can share our ideas on an email chain and then discuss them at a meeting?
Not without violating walking quorum. You
Okay.
can send an email individually to Michaelin, but not to the
Okay.
full body.
Okay. Dang it. So can we individually send them to Michaelin? And then Michaelin, can you compile them and then can we discuss them at a meeting?
Yeah, we can do that. I know some other commissions like STATA, like a subcommittee or something like that, a working group to work on items such as this. So maybe that's something we could explore in the new year around how to address, updates to the criteria. So we can definitely look into that, and I'll also check in with the Common Council office to see how best we can do that in the new year.
Awesome. Thank you. Because I think it's a great discussion, and I can only speak for my own life, right? Like, I feel like I come to the meeting and then I kind of forget what the conversation was. So I'm not remembering like all of the discussion, but I think we're making some really good points. And I think if we could just get it down where we can view it, and then begin to have that discussion to see what we can do differently next year. So then there's a better understanding of what we're looking for. Any more discussion for that? Okay. All right. Looks like the next agenda item is to review the draft award timeline. Mikkelin, can you pull that up, please? All right. So it looks like you all let me know if you need me to read that or can you see it? Okay. So it looks like currently we've done, so the soft nomination open was in May. The nominations opened in June. The nominations will close the 14th of November. And then the nomination packages will be delivered to members. Of, what does this say? Delivered to members by staff on the 14th. So the same day the nominations close. And then we'll score. Based on the form that we receive. And we'll ta the scores will be tabulated on the 21st of November and then finalize awardee recommendations on the 24th of November. December 1st, it looks like the city and county staff will notify the mayor and the county executive. December 15th, the mayor and the county executive will finalize the awardee approvals. The King Coalition confirms begins recording speeches. And then let's see. On the 5th of January, the city and county staff will notify the awardees, create a press release, place ads in publications, order awards, and order books and flowers and food arrangements. And then January 19th of 2026 is the King Coalition hybrid program. Is there any discussion that needs to be had?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And that is, given this is the last Monday of the month of October, and our deadline for these applications. The deadline is November the 14th, and we've only received one nomination.
Yes.
Will we have any wiggle room? You know, we may get just an onslaught of a nomination, say the week leading up or the week of the 14th. But has any thought been given to flexibility, or what do we do? Do we think there would be a need to extend the deadline or anything like that? And we would have to engage in that discussion, not have to, but I think it would be good if we could engage in that discussion this evening, given that our next meeting would be after the nomination deadline. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you, Dr. Hawkins. I feel like last year we extended it, did we?
We did. I remember that.
We
Okay.
tend to each year, and I just happen to have the calendar up. I just happen to have the calendar because the deadline is on the 14th, which is actually going to be like in a little over 3 weeks. And then we have then in 2 weeks, a little under 2 weeks is going to be the Thanksgiving holiday. So if we need to extend it, then we need to extend it to that following Friday, November the 21st.
Okay.
Yep, that would be it. And because after that, that's the Thanksgiving holiday. That next week would be.
Okay. So what do we need to do, Carrie, in order to extend it to the 21st, you know?
Yeah, basically that Friday, what we'll do if Michael and I, we email pretty regularly when we need to, and we'll be kind of like, okay, how many do we have? Do we have a decent amount? Also, we need to probably pull, which I'm thinking we probably should. We hadn't been meeting a lot, but we should have probably had the previous years at this meeting just to compare and see. We can still do that actually on our own, but if we need to, we could say, we're going to extend. We can send an email out. Basically, we're extending it until Friday, November the 21st at 4:30.
Okay.
And what we do, and it's usually a few days before.
Okay. Awesome. So do we need to we so we don't need to vote on that you're going to extend it, we're going to extend it to the 21st.
I would recommend a motion
Okay.
for that.
We can.
Okay.
Yes, motion.
All right. So I'm
So
requesting.
moved.
Oh,
Sorry.
thank you.
And I don't vote, and I don't vote because I'm a staff. So
Okay.
I guess.
Awesome. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. And then any discussion? All in favor say, oh.
I remember last year, I think it was the early December, very, very early December. I don't know if the 21st is enough. I would say, could we, instead of put a drop dead deadline, but maybe give us, within 30 days, something more broad?
I think that point is well taken.
So, Carrie, what do you think? Yes, Carrie.
I just want to keep in mind, remember, we have to communicate with the mayor and the county executive. We have to contact any the awardees. We have to order. I'm the one, because I'm the one that's in the middle of this. We have to contact them, and then working with two departments, we're working city and county, the mayor and the county executive, who already have very busy schedules too. We have to inform them, and I have to inform the awardees. They also have to work together to get a press release. We have to compile that. So, and then we also, the awardees like to know timely enough so that they may invite folks that are out of town. I know one year when I first came on, it's been a few years now, there was a complaint from them that they didn't have adequate amount of time to let certain people know they wanted folks to come from out of town and some things. So we just want to keep that in mind. If we did extend it, I would suggest that the 5th, that Friday, December 5th,
Okay,
be the latest.
then maybe language no later than December 5th, and that
Okay.
way it can still keep it broad.
Okay. Is that, yeah, then you guys, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Okay, so then do I, yes,
I
Nicolene?
have a question, Carrie, and that is, you say Friday, December 5th. Would that Monday, well, counting backwards, would that be November 30th or December the 1st? Would
December,
that?
that would be December the 1st. That Monday would be December the 1st. Yes.
Would that number one, give a little more time for nominations to come in, and then give the commission, say that when that week we could finish it up by Friday or whatever, and that Monday we would have discussions the following Monday or something like that,
December the 8th, that would be December the 8th.
or something like that. Yes, I don't have a, I'm in my car.
That's
I don't
true.
have anything ahead of me. So whatever days, I'm just trying to say, figure out or just present to you, extending it a little more time, but at the same time, take into consideration for giving us an opportunity to review, make final decisions, say within 5 days over the weekend, and then get that information to the county exec and the mayor and their staff. Can we
Okay.
do all of that within a week? I'm just raising a question.
Yes.
I don't
Well,
know.
Mike, I see what you're
And I don't
saying.
have a calendar before me,
Sure.
so
And
you know better than I.
my thing, I'm looking at the calendar. Now remember, the weekend, Monday will be the 24th, and then that Thursday and Friday, 27th, 28th, Thanksgiving weekend. Do you really think anyone's going to be working on nominations and then having something? I'm just thinking realistically, that December 1st, would it be a difference if, you know what I mean? So if we're going to extend it, perhaps maybe make it toward the end of that first week in December. And I know we've had meetings where we've had met in the afternoon if we really had to, whomever was available. The commission has actually met, I remember meeting in the afternoon. So pending, when we had, so.
That's true. So do we have to have, could we make the deadline in the middle of the week, the third, see for a second, the third, Wednesday, the third, people come back. I don't know. People work, differently. I know how I work. When there's a deadline, I have to do it, I do it. But that's my work ethic. Everybody does, do not function that way. But also, I'm trying to give us as the commission time to review them and be thoughtful and then come back and have our meeting to discuss and make a selection. I don't know. You know best. I don't.
Well, I know I saw Michaelyn's hand up for a while, for a minute, so I don't know if she's going to have some input. I don't want to. Yeah, Michaelyn, did you sign up? Did I
Yeah,
see?
thanks, Harry. Yeah, I was just going to whatever the members decide. Since we're tied on quorum, we'll just want to, if you guys are thinking Friday, that's fine. It would, we'd have to agree to a meeting on the 8th, which is the Monday. It doesn't have to be the 6 to 7. It can be whatever time you all are available and agree to meet. So we just need those details to, notice the meeting properly and make sure whatever nomination packets that we have come in, those are prepared and sent to you, to review and get back so we're prepared to make a decision whenever you guys decide to meet.
So I'll say
Okay.
that I cannot meet on the 8th of December. I have a different obligation that day.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't have to be here because I can turn in all of my information. But we're so tight on quorum. I think we
We
all have to be here in order to make quorum.
correct, correct.
Yeah.
Maybe
If
it
we,
doesn't
yeah.
have to be on a Monday. Maybe the date doesn't need to be a Monday. May it could be whatever fits everyone's schedule.
Okay.
I think it's important for you to be here.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple things. So did we decide on the 21st or the 5th?
I still think having language no later than the 5th will accommodate the 3rd or any other date before it.
Okay.
Okay, so do I need to have a motion for the 5th?
Yeah, we can vote this motion down that, that was made and seconded and have another motion.
Okay. So do I have a motion for the 5th of December to be the deadline for the nomination forms?
Take the vote on the motion on the floor, which was
Right.
to have now I forget. Michaelyn, could you read it back, please? Sorry.
The 21st.
Right, 21st. To have that be the deadline, and you, Chair, you'll take the vote, which likely will be declined.
Okay. So I'm looking for a motion for the deadline to be the 21st of November. Is that what I'm doing?
Nope. We already have a motion on the floor. You're taking the vote. Now, post discussion, it's now time for vote.
Okay. So it's now time for a vote. Signe, you're so sweet because I'm like all over the place.
So you'll call all in favor of the motion on the floor?
Okay. All in favor for the motion on the floor? All
Aye.
opposed? Say aye, I suppose I should
Aye.
say. Okay. All
I
opposed?
oppose. Aye.
Dr. Hawkins, did you oppose it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So I
So you'll
think
say
what?
motion failed.
Okay, motion failed. And then what's next?
I would like to make a new motion.
All right. That's what you're saying, Signe, or I'm supposed to
Yes.
say that. Okay.
Yep.
All
I
right.
would like to make a new motion, Chair, in light of the discussion. to modify the deadline language to read no later than December 5th.
Okay. And then it's up for a vote, correct? So all in
We need a
favor?
second.
It would need a second.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wiley. Was that you?
Yes.
Okay. All opposed?
All in favor
All in
first.
favor? Sorry.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. All opposed? Any discussion? Seeing none, the motion is passed. Moved.
Yep, motion carries.
Oh, motion carries. Okay. All right. So, can someone, because I'm telling you, I'm all over the place with this. So, that means that we have up until December 5th, correct? That was the language?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Any more discussion on that? Okay. Seeing none.
I
Oh,
think
save me.
maybe the only outstanding business is the meeting, which I don't think we have to set at this very moment because folks should have their calendars and things like myself. So, but we could have based on what Michaelin stated, we can all agree to meet at a different day and time in order to finish this business. Am I still
Okay.
correct on that?
Yep. And then, so can Micklin send that out via email to see? Oh, Micklin, you had your hand raised?
Sure. Yeah. So
Okay.
what I'll do is I will blank copy an email to members asking, proposing some times on Monday the 8th. It doesn't, yeah, just some options, and then you guys can decide what availability, and we can notice the meeting to go
Okay.
ahead. All right.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, any further discussion? All right, so now the 2026 meeting schedule. All right, so then do we have to approve this schedule or? Is it just for review?
If you could, Chair and members, if you could review and approve the schedule today, if you would like to defer it to the next meeting, you can let me know. Same.
Okay. Is everybody okay with making a motion for this draft schedule for 2026? Or
Yes,
do you want to?
Chair. I'll make a motion to approve the proposed virtual meeting schedule for our committee meetings for the year of 2026.
Thank you. A second?
A second.
Thank you, Dr. Wiley. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say
Aye.
nay. Thank you. Any discussion? All right, so move for the 2026 schedule. And then lastly, future agenda items. Are there any items or future agenda topics, I should say? Is there anything that anybody wants to add to the agenda for future agenda items or topics? All right, so seeing none. It looks like, from my perspective, that's all that's on the agenda, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so then can I ask for a motion to adjourn?
Yes, Chair, I move to adjourn the meeting.
Second?
A second.
Thank you, Dr. Wiley. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, seeing none, the meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody.